This is The Guardian.
Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal land with the full story. Communications and Sport Minister Annika Wells should be flying high this week, spruiking Australia's world-first social media ban. But instead, she's doing this.
I'm happy to answer these questions. I understand that people want value for taxpayer money. I take taxpayer money really seriously, and I'm happy for you guys to have this debate to keep answering questions.
So, Minister, you said many times.
A furore over the Minister's travel expenses, including to fly family members to Thredbo, has morphed into a week-long saga and roped in other politicians too.
Can I ask if you've ever timed an official trip to coincide with a private event like a birthday party or a wedding yourself?
No, I have not. I have not.
You've never timed an official trip?
Trade Minister Don Farrell spent the most on family travel, racking up a bill of almost $50,000. Independent West Australian Senator Fatima Payman was the second highest spender, and former opposition leader Peter Dutton came in at third.
It's a controversy that has opened up a debate about whether it's fair to be targeting busy politicians who want to spend time with their families, or whether a public, weary of an endless cost of living crisis, want well-paid politicians to pay their own way. It's also forced the Prime Minister to answer questions on whether he's willing to change the expenses system.
I haven't set the rules.
But you have an opinion. You're the head guy.
The Independent Parliamentary Expenses Authority was set up by the former government.
Today, political editor Tom McElroy on whether this controversy will see a change to politicians' perks. It's Thursday, the 11th of December.